Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. Greetings from the New World Life Family Center in Indiana. I'm the email, Michael Sahir. You're going to provide a prayer service, an online human prayer service. Please, for the first half hour, is preceded by the Quran being recited. We will begin that here shortly. Today is February 25th, 2022. For the next half hour, we will play Surah 18 of the Quran. And starting at 2 o'clock, we will begin the Kutbah. Thank you for tuning in. Call a friend. We'll give about a half hour of Quran recitation, and then we will begin the sermon. The Juma prayer, inshallah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful.
Alhamdulillahilladhi anzala ala 'abdihi al-kitaba wa lam yaj'al lahu 'iwaja.
Praise be to Allah, who hath revealed the scripture unto his slave and hath not placed therein any crookedness.
قَيِّمًا لِيُنذِرَ بَأْسًا شَدِيدًا مِّن لَّدُنْهُ وَيُبَشِّرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ الَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ الصَّالِحَاتِ أَنَّ لَهُمْ أَجْرًا حَسَنًا.
But hath made it straight to give warning of stern punishment from him, and to bring unto the believers who do good works the news that theirs will be a fair reward.
مَاكِثِينَ فِيهِ أَبَدًا.
Wherein they will abide forever.
وَيُنذِرَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا اتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ وَلَدًا.
And to warn those who say, Allah hath chosen a son.
مَا لَهُمْ بِهِ مِنْ عِلْمٍ وَلَا لِآبَائِهِمْ. كبرت كلمة تخرج من أفواههم إن يقولون إلا كذبا.
A thing whereof they have no knowledge, nor had their fathers. Dreadful is the word that cometh out of their mouths. They speak naught but a lie.
فلعلك باخع نفسك على آثارهم إن لم يؤمنوا بهذا الحديث أسفا.
Yet it may be, if they believe not in this statement, that thou, Muhammad, wilt torment thy soul with grief over their footsteps.
إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا مَا عَلَى الْأَرْضِ زِينَةً لَهَا لِنَبْلُوَهُمْ أَيُّهُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا.
Lo, we have placed all that is in the earth as an ornament thereof, that we may try them, which of them is best in conduct.
وَإِنَّا لَجَاعِلُونَ مَا عَلَيْهَا صَعِيدًا جُرُزًا.
And lo, we shall make all that is therein a barren mound.
أَمْ حَسِبْتَ أَنَّ أَصْحَابَ الْكَهْفِ وَالرَّقِيمِ كَانُوا مِنْ آيَاتِنَا عَجَبًا.
Or deemest thou that the people of the cave and the inscription are a wonder among our portents?
إذ أوى الفتية إلى الكهف فقالوا ربنا آتنا من لدنك رحمة وهيئ لنا من أمرنا رشدا.
When the young men fled for refuge to the cave and said, Our Lord, give us mercy from thy presence and shape for us right conduct in our plight.
فضربنا على آذانهم في الكهف سنين عددا.
Then we sealed up their hearing in the cave for a number of years.
ثم بعثناهم لنعلم أي الحزبين أحصى لما لبثوا أمدا.
And afterward we raised them up that we might know which of the two parties would best calculate the time that they had tarried.
نحن نقص عليك نبأهم بالحق إنهم فتية آمنوا بربهم وزدناهم هدى.
We narrate unto thee their story with truth. Lo, they were young men who believed in their Lord, and we increased them in guidance.
And
we made firm their hearts when they stood forth and said, Our Lord is the Lord of the heavens and the earth. We cry unto no God beside Him, for then should we utter an enormity.
هؤلاء فمن أظلم ممن افترى على الله كذبا.
These are people have chosen other gods beside him, though they bring no clear warrant vouchsafed to them. And who doth greater wrong than he who inventeth a lie concerning Allah?
وَإِذْ اعْتَزَلْتُمُوهُمْ وَمَا يَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا اللَّهَ فَأْوُوا إِلَى الْكَهْفِ يَنْشُرْ لَكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ مِنْ رَحْمَتِهِ وَيُهَيِّئْ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَمْرِكُمْ مِرْفَقًا.
And when ye withdraw from them and that which they worship except Allah, then seek refuge in the cave. Your Lord will spread for you of His mercy and will prepare for you a pillow in your plight.
وَتَرَى الشَّمْسَ إِذَا طَلَعَتْ تَزَاوَرُ عَنْ كَهْفِهِمْ ذَاتَ الْيَمِينِ وَإِذَا غَرَبَتْ تَقْرِضُهُمْ ذَاتَ الشِّمَالِ وَهُمْ فِي فَجْوَةٍ مِّنْ ذَلِكَ مِنْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ مَنْ يَهْدِ اللَّهُ فَهُوَ الْمُهْتَدِ وَمَنْ يُضْلِلْ فَلَنْ تَجِدَ لَهُ وَلِيًّا مُرْشِدًا.
And thou mightest have seen the sun when it rose move away from their cave to the right, and when it set go past them on the left, and they were in the cleft thereof. That was one of the portents of Allah. He whom Allah guideth, he indeed is led aright, and he whom he sendeth astray, for him thou wilt not find a guiding friend.
وتحسبهم أيقاظا وهم رقود ونقلبهم ذات اليمين وذات الشمال وكلبهم باسط ذراعيه بالوصيد لو اطلعت عليهم لوليت منهم فرارا ولملئت منهم رعبا.
And thou wouldst have deemed them waking though they were asleep, and we caused them to turn over to the right and the left, and their dog stretching out his paws on the threshold. If thou hadst observed them closely, thou hadst assuredly turned away from them in flight, and hadst been filled with awe of them.
وَكَذَلِكَ بَعَثْنَاهُمْ لِيَتَسَاءَلُوا بَيْنَهُمْ قَالَ قَائِلٌ مِّنْهُمْ كَمْ لَبِثْتُمْ قَالُوا لَبِثْنَا يَوْمًا أَوْ بَعْضَ يَوْمٍ قالوا ربكم أعلم بما لبثتم فابعثوا أحدكم بورقكم هذه إلى المدينة فلينظر أيها أزكى طعاما فليأتكم برزق منه وليتلطف ولا يشعرن بكم أحدا.
And in like manner we awakened them that they might question one another. A speaker from among them said, How long have ye tarried? They said, We have tarried a day or some part of a day. Others said, Your Lord best knoweth what ye have tarried. Now send one of you with this your silver coin unto the city, and let him see what food is purest there, and bring you a supply thereof. Let him be courteous, and let no man know of you.
إنهم إن يظهروا عليكم يرجموكم أو يعيدوكم في ملتهم ولن تفلحوا إذا أبدا.
For they, if they should come to know of you, will stone you or turn you back to their religion, then ye will never prosper.
وكذلك أعثرنا عليهم ليعلموا أن وعد الله حق وأن الساعة لا ريب فيها إذ يتنازعون بينهم أمرهم فقالوا بنوا عليهم بنيانا ربهم أعلم بهم قال الذين غلبوا على أمرهم لنتخذن عليهم مسجدا.
And in like manner we disclosed them to the people of the city that they might know that the promise of Allah is true, and that as for the hour there's no doubt concerning it. When the people of the city disputed of their case among themselves, they said, Build over them a building, their Lord knoweth best concerning them. Those who won their point said, We verily shall build a place of worship over them.
سيقولون ثلاثة رابعهم كلبهم ويقولون خمسة سادسهم كلبهم رجما بالغيب ويقولون سبعة وثامنهم كلبهم قل ربي أعلم بعدتهم ما يعلمهم إلا قليل فلا تمار فيهم إلا مراء ظاهرا ولا تستفت فيهم منهم أحدا.
Some will say, they were three, their dog the fourth, and some say five, their dog the sixth, guessing at random, and some say seven, and their dog the eighth. Say, O Muhammad, my Lord is best aware of their number. None knoweth them save a few. So contend not concerning them except with an outward contending, and ask not any of them to pronounce concerning them.
وَلَا تَقُولَنَّ لِشَيْءٍ إِنِّي فَاعِلٌ ذَلِكَ غَدًا إِلَّا أَن يَشَاءَ اللَّهِ وَاذْكُرْ رَبَّكَ إِذَا نَسِيتَ وَقُلْ عَسَىٰ أَن يَهْدِيَنِ رَبِّي لِأَقْرَبَ مِنْ هَذَا رَشَدًا.
And say not of anything, lo, I shall do that tomorrow, except if Allah will. And remember thy Lord when thou forgettest, and say, it may be that my Lord guideth me unto a nearer way of truth than this. And it is said, they tarried in their cave 300 years and add 9.
قُلِ اللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا لَبِثُوا لَهُ غَيْبُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ أَبْصِرْ بِهِ وَأَسْمِعْ مَا لَهُمْ مِنْ دُونِهِ مِنْ وَلِيٍّ وَلَا يُشْرِكُ فِي حُكْمِهِ أَحَدًا.
Say, Allah is best aware how long they tarried. His is the invisible of the heavens and the earth. How clear of sight is He, and keen of hearing. They have no protecting friend beside Him, and He maketh none to share in His government.
وَاتْلُ مَا أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ كِتَابِ رَبِّكَ لَا مُبَدِّلَ لِكَلِمَاتِهِ وَلَنْ تَجِدَ مِنْ دُونِهِ مُلْتَحَدًا.
And recite that which hath been revealed unto thee of the scripture of thy Lord. There is none who can change His words, and thou wilt find no refuge beside Him.
وَاصْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاةِ وَالْعَشِيِّ يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَهُ وَلَا تَعْدُ عَيْنَاكَ عَنْهُمْ تُرِيدُ زِينَةَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَلَا تُطِعْ مَنْ أَغْفَلْنَا قَلْبَهُ عَنْ ذِكْرِنَا وَاتَّبَعَ هَوَاهُ وَكَانَ أَمْرُهُ فُرُطًا.
Restrain thyself along with those who cry unto their Lord at morn and evening, seeking His countenance. And let not thine eyes overlook them, desiring the pomp of the life of the world, and obey not him whose heart we have made heedless of our remembrance, who followeth his own lust, and whose case hath been abandoned.
وَقُلِ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنْ وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرْ. إِنَّا أَعْتَدْنَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ نَارًا أَحَاطَ بِهِمْ سُرَادِقُهَا وَإِنْ يَسْتَغِيثُوا يُغَاثُوا بِمَاءٍ كَالْمُهْلِ يَشْوِي الْوُجُوهَ بِئْسَ الشَّرَابُ وَسَاءَتْ مُرْتَفَقًا.
Say, it is the truth from the Lord of you all. Then whosoever will, let him believe, and whosoever will, let him disbelieve. Lo, we have prepared for disbelievers fire. Its tent encloseth them. If they ask for showers, they'll be showered with water like the molten lead, which burneth the faces. Calamitous the drink, and ill the resting place.
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ إِنَّا لَا نُضِيعُ أَجْرَ مَنْ أَحْسَنَ عَمَلًا.
Lo, as for those who believe and do good works, lo, we suffer not the reward of one whose work is goodly to be lost.
أُولَئِكَ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتُ عَدْنٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهِمُ الْأَنْهَارُ يُحَلَّوْنَ فِيهَا مِنْ أَسَاوِرَ مِنْ ذَهَبٍ وَيَلْبَسُونَ ثِيَابًا خُضْرًا مِنْ سُنْدُسٍ وَإِسْتَبْرَقٍ مُتَّكِئِينَ فِيهَا عَلَى الْأَرَائِكِ نِعْمَ الثَّوَابُ وَحَسُنَتْ مُرْتَفَقًا.
As for such, theirs will be gardens of Eden, wherein rivers flow beneath them. Therein they will be given armlets of gold, and will wear green robes of finest silk and gold embroidery, reclining upon thrones therein. Blessed the reward, and fair the resting place.
وَاضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلَ الرَّجُلَيْنِ جَعَلْنَا لِأَحَدِهِمَا جَنَّتَيْنِ مِنْ أَعْنَابٍ وَحَفَفْنَاهُمَا بِنَخْلٍ وَجَعَلْنَا بَيْنَهُمَا زَرْعًا.
Coin for them a similitude, two men, unto one of whom we had assigned two gardens of grape, and we had surrounded both with date palms and had put between them tillage.
كلتا الجنتين آتت أكلها ولم تظلم منه شيئا وفجرنا خلالهما نهرا.
Each of the gardens gave its fruit and withheld naught thereof, and we caused a river to gush forth therein.
وكان له ثمر فقال لصاحبه وهو يحاوره أنا أكثر منك مالا وأعز نفرا.
And he had fruit, and he said unto his comrade, when he spake with him, I am more than thee in wealth and stronger in respect of men.
ودخل جنته وهو ظالم لنفسه قال ما أظن أن تبيد هذه أبدا.
And he went into his garden while he thus wronged himself. He said, I think not that all this will ever perish.
وما أظن الساعة قائمة ولئن رددت إلى ربي لأجدن خيرا منها منقلبا.
I think not that the hour will ever come, and if indeed I am brought back unto my Lord, I surely shall find better than this as a resort.
قال له صاحبه وهو يحاوره أكفرت بالذي خلقك من تراب ثم من نطفة أكفرت بالذي خلقك من تراب ثم من نطفة ثم سواك رجلا.
And his comrade, when he thus spake with him, exclaimed, Disbelievest thou in him who created thee of dust, then of a drop of seed, and then fashioned thee a man?
لكنه الله ربي ولا أشرك بربي أحدا.
But he is Allah, my Lord, and I ascribe unto my Lord no partner.
ولولا إذ دخلت جنتك قلت ما شاء الله لا قوة إلا بالله لا قوة إلا بالله إن ترني أنا أقل منك مالا وولدا.
If only when thou enteredst thy garden, thou hadst said, That which Allah willeth will come to pass. There is no strength save in Allah, though thou seest me as less than thee in wealth and children.
فعسى ربي أن يؤتيني خيرا من جنتك ويرسل عليها حسبانا من السماء ويرسل عليها حسبانا من السماء فتصبح صعيدا زلقا.
Yet it may be that my Lord will give me better than thy garden, and will send on it a bolt from heaven, and some morning it will be a smooth hillside. Or some morning the water thereof will be lost in the earth, so that thou canst not make search for it.
وأحيط بثمره فأصبح يقلب كفيه على ما أنفق فيها وهي خاوية على عروشها ويقول يا ليتني لم أشرك بربي أحدا.
And his fruit was beset with destruction. Then began he to wring his hands for all that he had spent upon it, when now it was all ruined on its trellises, and to say, Would that I had ascribed no partner to my Lord.
ولم تكن له فئة ينصرونه من دون الله وما كان منتصرا.
And he had no troop of men to help him as against Allah, nor could he save himself.
هنالك الولاية لله الحق هو خير ثوابا وخير عقبا.
In this case is protection only from Allah the true. He is best for reward and best for consequence.
وَاضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا كَمَاءٍ أَنْزَلْنَاهُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ فَاخْتَلَطَ بِهِ نَبَاتُ الْأَرْضِ فَأَصْبَحَ هَشِيمًا تَذْرُوهُ الرِّيَاحُ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ مُقْتَدِرًا.
And coin for them the similitude of the life of the world, as water which we send down from the sky, and the vegetation of the earth mingleth with it, and then becometh dry twigs that the winds scatter. Allah is able to do all things.
المال والبنون زينة الحياة الدنيا والباقيات الصالحات خير عند ربك ثوابا وخير أملا.
Wealth and children are an ornament of life of the world, But the good deeds which endure are better in thy Lord's sight for reward, and better in respect of hope.
وَيَوْمَ نُسَيِّرُ الْجِبَالَ وَتَرَى الْأَرْضَ بَارِزَةً وَحَشَرْنَاهُمْ فَلَمْ نُغَادِرْ مِنْهُمْ أَحَدًا.
And bethink you of the day when we remove the hills, and ye see the earth emerging, and we gather them together, so as to leave not one of them behind.
وَعُرِضُوا عَلَىٰ رَبِّكَ صَفًّا لَقَدْ جِئْتُمُونَا كَمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ بَلْ زَعَمْتُمْ أَلَّن نَجْعَلَ لَكُمْ مَوْعِدًا.
And they are set before thy Lord in ranks, and it is said unto them, Now verily have ye come unto us, as we created you at the first. But ye thought that we had set no tryst for you?
وَوُضِعَ الْكِتَابُ فَتَرَى الْمُجْرِمِينَ مُشْفِقِينَ مِمَّا فِيهِ وَيَقُولُونَ يَا وَيْلَتَنَا مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرَةً إِلَّا أَحْصَاهَا وَوَجَدُوا مَا عَمِلُوا حَاضِرًا وَلَا يَظْلِمُ رَبُّكَ أَحَدًا.
And the book is placed, and thou seest the guilty fearful of that which is therein, and they say, What kind of a book is this that leaveth not a small thing, nor a great thing, but hath counted it? And they find all that they did confronting them, and thy Lord wrongeth no one.
وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ كَانَ مِنَ الْجِنِّ فَفَسَقَ عَنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّهِ أَفَتَتَّخِذُونَهُ وَذُرِّيَّتَهُ أَوْلِيَاءَ مِنْ دُونِي وَهُمْ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌّ بِئْسَ لِلظَّالِمِينَ بَدَلًا.
And remember, when we said unto the angels, Fall prostrate before Adam, and they fell prostrate, all save Iblis. He was of the jinn, so he rebelled against his Lord's command. Will ye choose him and his seed for your protecting friends instead of me, when they are an enemy unto you? Calamitous is the exchange for evildoers.
ما أشهدتهم خلق السماوات والأرض ولا خلق أنفسهم وما كنت متخذ المضلين عضدا.
I made them not to witness the creation of the heavens and the earth, nor their own creation, nor choose I misleaders for my helpers.
وَيَوْمَ يَقُولُ نَادُوا شُرَكَائِيَ الَّذِينَ زَعَمْتُمْ فَدَعَوْهُمْ فَلَمْ يَسْتَجِيبُوا لَهُمْ وَجَعَلْنَا بَيْنَهُمْ مَوْبِقًا.
And be mindful of the day when he will say, Call those partners of mine whom ye pretended. Then they will cry unto them, but they will not hear their prayer, and we shall set a gulf of doom between them.
وَرَأَى الْمُجْرِمُونَ النَّارَ فَظَنُّوا أَنَّهُمْ مُوَاقِعُوهَا وَلَمْ يَجِدُوا عَنْهَا مَصْرِفًا.
And the guilty behold the fire, and know that they are about to fall therein, and they find no way of escape thence.
وَلَقَدْ صَرَّفْنَا فِي هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ لِلنَّاسِ مِنْ كُلِّ مَثَلٍ وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ أَكْثَرَ شَيْءٍ جَدَلًا.
And verily we have displayed for mankind in this Quran all manner of similitudes, but man is more than anything contentious.
وَمَا مَنَعَ النَّاسَ أَن يُؤْمِنُوا إِذْ جَاءَهُمُ الْهُدَى وَيَسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّهُمْ إِلَّا أَن تَأْتِيَهُمْ سُنَّةُ الْأَوَّلِينَ أَوْ يَأْتِيَهُمُ الْعَذَابُ قُبُلًا.
And naught hindereth mankind from believing when the guidance cometh unto them, and from asking forgiveness of their Lord, unless it be that they wish that the judgment of the men of old should come upon them, or that they should be confronted with the doom.
وَمَا نُرْسِلُ الْمُرْسَلِينَ إِلَّا مُبَشِّرِينَ وَمُنذِرِينَ وَيُجَادِلُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِالْبَاطِلِ لِيُدْحِضُوا بِهِ الْحَقَّ وَاتَّخَذُوا آيَاتِي وَمَا أُنذِرُوا هُزُوًا.
We send not the messengers save as bearers of good news and warners. Those who disbelieve contend with falsehood in order to refute the truth thereby, and they take our revelations and that wherewith they are threatened as a jest.
ومن أظلم ممن ذكر بآيات ربه فأعرض عنها ونسي ما قدمت يداه إنا جعلنا على قلوبهم أكنة أن يفقهوه وفي آذانهم وقرا وإن تدعهم إلى الهدى فلن يهتدوا إذا أبدا.
And who doth greater wrong than he who hath been reminded of the revelations of his Lord, yet turneth away from them and forgetteth what his hands send forward to the judgment? Lo, on their hearts we have placed covering so that they understand not, and in their ears a deafness. And though thou call them to the guidance, in that case they can never be led aright.
لو يؤاخذهم بما كسبوا لعجل لهم العذاب بل لهم موعد لن يجدوا من دونه موئلا.
Thy Lord is the forgiver, full of mercy. If he took them to task now for what they earn, he would hasten on the doom for them. But theirs is an appointed term from which they will find no escape.
وتلك القرى أهلكناهم لما ظلموا
Surah 18, Al-Kahf, The Cave. In the name of Allah, the Most Merciful, the Most Compassionate. Praise be to Allah, who has revealed to His servant the book devoid of all crookedness, an unerringly straight book meant to warn of a stern punishment from Allah and to proclaim to those who believe and work righteous deeds the tidings that there shall be a good reward, wherein they shall abide forever, and also to warn those who say Allah has taken to Himself a son, a thing about which they have no knowledge, neither they nor their ancestors. Dreadful is the word that comes out of their mouths. What they utter is merely a lie. O Muhammad, if they do not believe in this message, you will perhaps torment yourself to death with grief, sorrowing over them. Surely, we have made all that is on the earth an embellishment for it in order to test people as to whom of them is better in conduct. In the ultimate, we shall reduce all that is on the earth to a barren plain. Do you think that the people of the cave and the inscription were one of our wondrous signs? When those youths sought refuge in the cave and said, Our Lord, grant us mercy from yourself and provide for us rectitude in our affairs. We lulled them to sleep in that cave for a number of years, and then roused them so that we might see which of the two parties could best tell the length of their stay. We narrate to you their true story. They were a party of young men who had faith in their Lord, and we increased them in guidance and strengthened their hearts when they stood up and proclaimed, Our Lord is the Lord of the heavens and the earth. We shall call upon no other God beside Him, for if we did so, we shall be uttering a blasphemy. Then they conferred among themselves and said, These men, our own people, have taken others as gods beside Him. Why do they not bring any clear evidence that they indeed are gods? Who can be more unjust than he who foists a lie on Allah? And now that you have disassociated yourselves from them and from whatever they worship beside Allah, go and seek refuge in the cave. Your Lord will extend His mercy to you and will provide for you the means for the disposal of your affairs. Had you seen them in the cave, it would have appeared to you that when the sun rose, it moved away from their cave to the right, and when it set, it turned away from them to the left while they remained in a spacious hollow in the cave. This is one of the signs of Allah. Whomsoever Allah guides, He alone is led aright. And whomsoever Allah lets go astray, you will find for him no guardian to direct him. On seeing them, you would fancy them to be awake, though they were asleep, and we caused them to turn their sides to their right and to their left, and their dog sat stretching out its forelegs on the threshold of the cave. Had you looked upon them, you would have certainly fled away from them, their sight filling you with terror. Likewise, we roused them in a miraculous way that they might question one another. One of them asked, How long did you remain in this state? The other said, We remained so for a day or part of a day. Then they said, Your Lord knows better how long we remain in this state. Now send one of you to the city with this coin of yours.
I seek refuge, protection with Allah. You go after it. rip Allah min shaitan rajim away from men, then from min shaitan, from shaitan, away from shaitan min rajim, open the vile enemy of mankind. Bismillah, with the name Allah, Ar-Rahman, the merciful benefactor, the merciful one to give a benefit. Ar-Rahim, the merciful one that gives us redemption, another chance. Nashhadu an la ilaha illallah. We bear witness. There's no God but God. La sharika lah. And there's no associate, no partner. Shahadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. And we bear witness that Muhammad is the messenger of Islam. Slave servant and message, Abdul Hubarasu. Abdul is saying servant. Warasu and his messenger. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The prayers and the peace of Muhammad. Wa alayhi and his family. Wa sahaba and his companions. It's male and female at the time. You go to Medina, you see a picture in the chair. And you told us, growing up in that cemetery, it was actually men and women who were living companions. And they actually met such in the life. Yeah. In Medina. Ishmael was my boss, and the same thing upon us. I mean, we thank Allah over and over again. Sometimes it would help us to say, oh, Allah, believe that I don't know what you've done for me. If you had not done, I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't be in my state of mind. One of the attributes of Allah is that Allah is called El Latif. And they translate it as the subtlety. I don't like that. The word subtle. I know the intent is good. But most times we've been taught in our society, the snake was the SUV, sub and under, right? They kind of under. But the meaning of Latif is that Allah comes and does something for us. A very serious need that we had. He addresses the need, and we never knew it was needed, a serious need, nor did we know it was correct. That's Latif. El Latif. He comes and see a need, give the aid, and you go about your business. Now, in my personal mind, and I hope I don't hurt anybody's feelings, but did you remember that childhood cartoon called Mr. Magoo? When he came on, he's walking around and he's walking on eyebeams. He's almost hit by. He keeps walking. He can't see. So look at him. He can't see. But he walks around and he's doing a little song to himself and dangles all around him doing the touch. Kind of like he. We living our life and dangles all around us in so many forms. It could be for our help. It could be. I was a car accident. It could be anything, and Allah protects you all day. L-I-T. So we should, and yes, when we are conscious of the things that alhamdulillah, we feel it, you know, we sense it. But then there's a million more alhamdulillah things that was meant for us, about us, involved us. We know about a lot of people. But we say, Allah, we thank you for what we know, and we really thank you for what we don't know. I want to speak today about the importance of our, we say, doctor or sujood. Both saying the same thing. This doctor is our prostration. We bow and put the 8 points of our body on the earth. That is, doctor or sujood is index prostration. They even have an instep that they named after that. It's called praying mantis. Like a big grasshopper, bigger than a grasshopper. But it is saying that it's a man praying. You know? Praying mantis. And because the praying mantis is in the position that's very similar to our prayer and function. Yes. But the importance of SAJDAA. Don't you never get the word masjid from the same root? Masjid, because the masjid is a place for making prostitutes. It's a place for making the Jews. And Allah says what? The whole earth is his masjid. The whole earth is a place to where prostrations are taking place. Really, in the whole of creation is a place where prostrations are taking place. You read in the Quran, and I meant to write this number down. Please forgive me. I got to get into the habit of copy and paste these into my notes. And I forget to add that the numbers from the surah with it, so please forgive me. It says here, Udawan Andu Bakatiran Minna Nasi. Why Kathiran Sadna Hati Pate Taka El Yahi. So it says, do you not see that to Allah bow all things that are in the heaven and on earth, in the heavens, as Shamsu, right? No, that's something watching. As Shamsu in the sun. And the earth, the earth, in the earth. Everything in the heavens and in and on the earth makes prostration. It makes prostration. It says the sun makes prostration. It makes prostration. The moon makes prostration. Stars bow. They make prostration. It says the hill or the mountains, Jabalu, like the mountains, they also make prostration. The trees and the animals, they all make prostration. They all make prostration. So in this same ayah, when it begins to think about mankind, it don't say all men. It says some do and some don't. Now, it's right here in the verse. It says, and a great number of men, Kathiru minna anasu, Kathiru means many. Many men make prostration. But then he says, for the great number also are fit for punishment, prostration. So we see that in the creation, in the physical creation, the sun, moon, stars, in the heavens, in the earth, they all make prostration. They don't have a free mind, a free will, as we do. But in the same ayat, the same verse, after he says all of these things, even the animals, they got their prostration. But then when it comes to mankind, some of us do, and some of us don't. It says, and a great number of man among mankind do, but a great number are also such as are fit for punishment, and such as Allah shall disgrace. None can raise to honor, for Allah carries out all that He wills. All that He wills. So we are speaking about the importance of God's prostration. Again, in the Quran, Allah says, when He had made Adam and taught Adam, and it says, and behold, He said to the angel, make sajda to Adam. This is very important to us. Bow to Adam. And it says right here, it says, Kana Lemlakati as to do Adam. Allah told the angels to make prostration to the human being, to bow, to yield to the human being. And it says, and they bowed down. Illa Iblis, except for Iblis, that he refused, and that he was arrogant and haughty. Yeah, he says, Astaghfirullah. He said, by himself, and now I am Astaghfirullah. I am better than he. Astaghfirullah. Listen to that word closely. You hear Akbar in it. Astaghfirullah. Akbar means I'm greater than him. I'm not bowing to Adam. I'm greater than him. But you know, in Arabic, a word that begins with istaq, that is saying, you are assuming. Whatever comes with it, here it says istaq, right? You are assuming that you are greater than Adam. Allah told you to bow to the human being, Adam. Just to go back in the other verse, I'm making a khalifa. And I want you to yield to this human being, this khalifa, this Adam. And the jinn rose up and said he refused to bow, he was haughty. Yeah, then he says, وَكَنَّا مِنَّا كَافِرِينَ because he was a disbeliever. He was a disbeliever. So why are the angels being ordered to make sajda to Adam, to humankind? Why are they being asked to do that? Because Allah had made the human being of a higher standard than the angels in our potential. Allah says he made us fiyasidu taqwin. That's in balance. Allah made every human being balanced. But then it says, Rada and Safara Safalin, and we make them the lowest of the low, except for those who have faith, as you like to see. So Allah had made the human being in our potential, in our excellence, to be higher than the angels. But if we don't keep to the righteous way, we become lower than anything in creation. The human being, we have the potential to become lower than anything in the creation. Anything in the creation. Because Allah gave us a rational mind. So Iblis refusal to bow was his disobedience to Allah's command,
But his lack of faith was, yes, he's faith in the Allah's command, but really the lack of faith of Iblis was his lack of faith in us, the human beings. He said, I'm not making a sausage to that. Made from mud, black mud. Iblis just believes in our potential as human beings. But it was more a disbelief, I'm saying this again, a disbelief in us, in our ability to live up to the honorable word that Allah gave us. Allah said, I taught him. You know, when you've been taught by the best, and he puts you before the rest, and they all bow themselves for one, because the one for God, but you have been taught by the best. You see, this is how it goes in the Quran. He said to the angels, tell me, answer these questions. And what did the angels say? We don't know, you haven't taught us. Then turns to Adam, which is saying us, the human being, the educated in the word of God, human being, tell them about creation and tell them about them. Tell them their nature. And Adam did. So all this leads to our frustration. And the question is, well, what would Allah tell the angels to bow to us? Angels is anything working in creation. You know, at one time we used to pray to fire, to lightning. But following Allah's guidance, learned to science, never got a light switch on the wall. It's the same lightning, right? But our knowledge grew. And we got the same lightning hanging on the wall. Light bulb. And so whatever is in creation, Allah put it in the human being. Allah taught the human being. Allah is still teaching us the human being. And we can take and look at the angels, the creation, the services in creation, and we can study it. And when we used to pray to thunder, or we used to pray to trees, we used to pray to rocks, now we've got so much science going on, we forget that at one time, those angels, those things in creation, used to dominate us, and we prayed to them. But Allah taught us through the prophets. Your highest college in the world today, they owe credit to the prophets. And you take that knowledge from the prophets and you make it into science. The same animal our foreparents prayed to, and then we go to the zoo and see them behind the cage. You see, they used to pray to them. Why do you think they name all their football teams and their basketball teams and get the animals? Even the days of our week, or it's from former worship of creation. Monday for the moon, yeah. Friday for fire, Thursday for thunder. So our prostration in prayer in Salat, it is placing our head on the ground. But more importantly, it is the humbling of our leadership in submission to the will of God. The head stands for leadership. When the head drops, leadership drops. When the head is drunk, the leadership is drunk. We are placing our leadership when we make prostration. We're putting our head on the ground. We're putting our leadership on the ground. We are humbling our submission, our leadership, I'm sorry, our head, in submission to the will and the plan of Allah when we make our prostration. They say that the prostration, when we make the salat, we stand in qiyam, right? We bow in ruku, You stand in Kiyam, but some say that the position of the forehead and the 8 points of the body on the ground, they said that's like the best part of Salah. Like going to see the movie, they call that the climax of the movie. Like that was the best part of the movie. But when you're making the side spin, you got some 8 points on the ground, and mainly your head, your forehead, and your nose. When those parts are in contact with Allah's creation, that is the best part of Salah. You are in full submission to your Lord, willingly with a conscious mind. And you say, Subhanahu wa ta'ala, glory be to my Lord, the exalted. You have taken your head encompasses your five senses. Your head encompasses your leadership. And you have taken the best of you, and you have put it into the prayer position in a conscious willingness submission to Allah. Head, when it's in contact on the earth, on a clean spot of the earth, you are extracting from God's creation the messages, the beauty in his creation. You are collecting from God's creation with your forehead and your nose, the forehead for your intellectual life, your nose for your spiritual life. You are getting the benefits, reaping the benefits of God's creation when you bring your forehead, that's your knowledge, and your nose, that's your spiritual life. You're bringing them in contact with God's creation, and you are gathering, you are collecting the rich wisdom in God's creation while in that position of prostration. You are gathering from this material world, from your physical world, the messages and the blessings of your environment. A lot of people think, oh, I look up to the heavens for my spiritual enlightenment. I look down to the earth for my material enlightenment. Now, you also look to the earth for your material enlightenment, too. And yes, you do. Yes. You look to the heavens for your material enlightenment too. Where do you think rain came from? Where the sun come from? So when you're in prostration, you are realizing that in God's natural creation, that's what we're doing. When we're in prostration, we put in our intellect, that's our forehead, and our nose, our spiritual life, in contact with. So when you make prostration to the believers, both your nose and your forehead should be touching the prayer rug, both of them. Because the message, the beauty in that position is that you are putting them in contact with God's creation, the master. The earth is the master. And you are learning the messages, the beauty in God's creation. And you're doing it with a conscious mind. So again, you say three times, Subhanahu wa ta'ala, glory be to my Lord, the exalted. And then we sit up. And we realize that we didn't quite have the respect for it. We kind of took things for granted. So you say, Elohim, my God, says, Allah, forgive me for my sin. Have mercy on me. And we go down and do it a second time. But when the head, the forehead, and the nose are touching God's clean creation, you're in posture, right? You're extracting like a magnet. You're pulling the blessings, the benefits from God's natural creation into you. Through our five senses, we pull from God's creation in life every day. The message here, dear people. The five senses, smell, taste, hearing, feeling, sight, Yeah, I think I got all five of them. Those are just collecting. They just collect from God's creation. And all five go together in one purpose. And what is that purpose? Perception. Perception. You are seeing through your hearing. Seeing what? You are perceiving. Perceiving is to see. You are perceiving through your smell. You are perceiving through your taste. And when we collect all this rich knowledge, this rich wisdom, it makes us the person that God wants us to be. So again, our sastra, our frustration, is the submitting of the best of us, our head, to an agreement with Allah, but also in agreement with his creation, so we can learn the lessons that Allah has for us. When we're in frustration, do you see how the hands and the knees carry the weight of your body? Can you imagine if you had to make frustration and not use your hands? Think about that for a minute. The weight of your body would be too much for the head. So your hands, right there beside your head, to carry the weight of your body. That suggests this here. The body is a sign of your community. Your body is a sign of your society. The head looks out for the benefit of your society, right? Like the father of the family, right? He look out for the family. The president of a nation, he look out for the nation. And when they are engaging in learning about God's creation, they can't be worried about carrying the society, you know. They got to have their hands involved. The workers. Hands stand for your deeds, right? Hands stand for your works. And that takes the load off the head while you're in frustration. And by taking that load off your head while you're in frustration, then the head can concentrate on getting the beauty from God's creation. You said to make prostration with no hands? Huh? You want me to think about what you said? You were thinking about getting up off there. So see how our hands and knees carry the weight? Prostration. Every newborn baby, if the mother lay on her back and the child come out, the child come out in frustration. So our frustration, our sujood, is important. It is a conscious recognition. It is you and I willingly bringing the best of ourselves. The head is the best of us. So we are willingly bringing the best of us, the best of ourselves, into complete submission to our Creator. And when we bring the best of ourselves into submission to our Creator, then the Creator will entrust you with greater authority. He will give you your own throne. But you can't get to the throne, right? We sit in Joshua, right? You're on the throne. You can't go from Ruku, the bowing, to a Jalsa sitting. You can't do that. You got to put the head down first. Do it right. You get two chances. Yeah? Then you say, well, that first rock out. I got to do this all over again. We got to go back to it again. Thank you, Allah, for your mercy. Allah like man ain't Allah like him, right? Mercy twice. All right. Round two. And then you get it right. Get on the throne. But if you don't make that prostration and open your mind and your soul and your spirit, to God's beautiful message in his creation? You missed it. So let us be of those who submit. We mentioned that the sun makes prostration. The Torah says that your shadow makes prostration. Right? It says the Jews. Anything in creation submits. That's what it says. And when whatever it is in creation reaches its main purpose for existing, that's just the Jews. Yeah? When a tree bear that fruit and golden leaves, you say, oh, that's a beautiful tree. And 6 months ago, it was ugly. It was naked. Right? Look outside the tree now. And when it reaches its best potential of a tree, or when the sun and the moon reaches its best potential, that is that particular item's prostration. They have submitted themselves and manifest the best that God wanted to be. So dear believers, don't let us cheat ourselves. You say, well, I can just do half 50% a day and not get by. You will. You get by 50%. Yeah, you get, the Quran says, strive. And soon you'll strive and you'll produce. Well, if you put in 50%, you get back 50%. You put in 25%, but you know how we are. We're going to put in 30 hours and we're going to get a paycheck for 40. That's not how it works. Now, if the boss man, you run the clock, we'll let you get by with that. Why do you think you're going to shortchange yourself and get by with that? Yeah, I can't say Allah because you can't shortchange Allah. But you can shortchange yourself. Come on, I'll make it up later. You may be living later. I mean, the moment you're in may be your later. You're already later. I tell my friends all the time, I say, you know, we at the age now, brother and wife, I know we passed halftime. I know we third, fourth quarter. And I think a few of us maybe in overtime, we don't realize. We late. So never assume, well, you know, we can make up for these late. You may already be late. So make your prostration than we do in our physical prayer, we should submit ourselves wholly, completely, in whatever we're doing in life. Don't go halfway. No one be like 50%. No. We'll go all the way. Right? Sabakun, that's the word. Yeah, Sabakun has Sabakun. Yeah, those who are foremost will be those who are foremost. And that is the complete idea. So you can't play with that one. You're not foremost. You don't expect to get a foremost place. Alhamdulillah. Our Lord grant us good passports in this life and the biggest share in the life to come. Amen. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله praise be to Allah. Today is a special day for us. Savior's Day. Savior's Day, what is that? Well, it's about my salvation, right? You may have people to me. You may have Valentine's Day. And you didn't come to me to get my approval for you to have your day. But this is my day. Who gave you permission? That is the question. The question is, who gave you permission to question me? I don't really remember giving you that kind of authority in my life, over my life, or around my life. So you're going to question me about me being saved. Savior's Day. No apostrophe S. No S apostrophe. The one says save yourself and your family. But we recognize this day for the historical value of it and following the progression of it. You got your progression, you better believe it. We got a progression. And you should have one too. Every people on earth have a progression. And we should recognize and respect their progress, their development of their life. And they should respect ours. We had to reject other people's saviors to get to our savior. Yes. Think about that. We had to reject We had to reject so many saviors until we had to reject the man that borrows the concept of saving space. Think about that. Well, we sense the okie doke in the game. I said, we reject you too. But I'm the one that brought you that idea. And the Prophet Muhammad said, he said, when the believer encounters wisdom, that's their lost property. You were just a venue. We respect you for the venue. But your saving plan violated the Quran. So we had to reject what you bought. Well, thank you for bringing it to us. This is, you know, so we have to be very conscious of it. They have a saying that you're looking for the cavalry. You're looking for the cavalry. Are you really? I know you ain't doing too good right now, but you're still waiting on the cavalry. How are you waiting for the cavalry? You ain't figured it out yet? The cavalry's not coming. You are your own cavalry. You better save yourself. Because all the other cavalries or saviors that came, they all came with a pencil and pad in their hand. He said, what for? They were keeping tabs on you. You know how back in the day you could go to the in your shepherd's short. The old thing, you have more days in the month, and you have money. Yeah. I got more months than money. Old saying people say. Other way, I got to the third week, and my fixed income ran out. My baby's still hungry. You go on down to the store and say, Mister, can you put this on my tab? He got a pencil and pad in his hand. He's keeping score on how much you owe him. And he's going to cash in one day. So all the other saviors that came to save us as a group of people, they came with a pencil and pad in their hand, keeping score as to how much you owe them, and they would not allow us to become free. We talk about the word reba, right? In Arabic, reba. This is the interest. And they think it's being interest to pay on your home mortgage. He ain't talking about that. He's talking about someone that figured out a way to double and multiply your debt until no matter how much time passed by, as a matter of fact, the more time passed by, the more they multiply that debt, and you would never get out from it. Now, that's with the dollar bill, but more importantly, with your soul. And all the other savings that came or been given to us, that they were saviors that handicapped us to where we will always be obligatory and beholden to somebody else's thinking, someone else's commentary, someone else's way of life. And we will never come into our own salvation But the Quran still told us what? Save yourself. It didn't say go to somebody else and have them to save you. Look at Bilal Ibn Rabah and Abu Bakr. When he was freed by Abu Bakr, Bilal asked him from the beginning, did you free me to be your slave or to free me to be Allah's slave? And Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, he assured him, I freed you to be Allah's slave. That's the spirit we have to have. Can't nobody free us? Dr. Martin Luther King said, standing in Washington, D.C., he said, can't no Lincolnian, otherwise Lincoln document, can't no Johnstonian, otherwise the Civil Rights Bill, save us. He said, until the Negro go down to his own soul and write with the ink of his own manhood, his self-asserted, not Washington asserted, not Lincoln asserted, to his self-asserted. Go into his own soul and write with the ink of his own struggle. I put my words to them, my dear. To his own difficulties, write his freedom. He said the Negro will never be free. That's the same thing Bilal said to Abu Bakr in his own words. He's talking about save his day. Save yours. It's S-A-V-E. Save your, like mine's yours. Save your day. And the Quran tells us, save yourself. Save your family. So, yeah, this is our day. This is the reminder. So then when you go to the table of mankind, the family of man, you won't get insulted. Oh, they even thought you were so sweet. Oh, come on in and have a seat. That's an insult. That's an insult. Come on in and have a seat. Oh, this your house? Is this your table? Are you offering me one of your chairs? No. I'm going back out. I'm coming again. I'm going to try this all over again. I'm going to walk in like you did. I don't sit down like you did. I don't go ask nobody or be invited by nobody. You see, now, people may not understand the crippling burdens that their slavery put on them. People say, well, how come we just can't get together? They don't understand the depth of that burden. We use the word Zuma. Same story in Arabic. Zulamat is saying oppression, but it's heavy on the mind and the soul. And we got people that were like that elephant that was trained as a baby. You know, it's a full grown baby and it can walk away from the state, but they trained it as a baby. And now his mind is still the same size as it was when he was a baby, but his body has gotten big, and he don't realize if he just changed his mind, he can just walk away. But you can't do it. You still keep that same old pathway. People don't realize that heavy burden of being broken down like that. So we all the time looking for someone to say, the day is over with. And when we come into the Quran, and the life model of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then we would be able to walk away. We would be able to come free. Because he himself, he said, Allah told him to tell us in the Quran, he said, Muhammad, tell them, you are not the father of any of them. You are not to manage their affairs. You are the messenger of Allah, yes. And you are the Khatam al-Nabiyyin, you are the prophet, yes. But you are not to get into their affairs. What does that say to us? And we all the time go around looking for somebody. Somebody please hold my shoe. Somebody please tie my shoe. Somebody please change my life. Oh, please. Somebody please. come take care of me. And when we come into the Quran, then we have to grow up. We have to grow up. Alhamdulillah. Rabbana, atina fid dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasanatan. Allah grant us good in this life. In this dunya. Grant us good in the akhirah, the life to come. And protect us from the torment of the fires of meaning. That cometh to the light. Allahu Akbar. Assalamu alaikum rahmatullah. Assalamu alaikum rahmatullah. Bana laati zeki minna bay adesso deetina wa hamdana minna tuka rahmatullah. Minna ka ata wa had. Allah let not us deviate. Now since you have guided us right. But grant to us when you press your mercy, for you are the one that grants to our nation. Can faculty hold together?
Okay. Tired. All right, Michael, that's last.